Newmarket Council did not budge on its position on disallowing retail cannabis outlets as retailers asked for reconsideration. Retail industry representative Rihanna Ford was a delegate December 11, asking the town to consider allowing the stores. Newmarket and some other municipalities opted out of allowing retail cannabis stores in 2019, when it became permitted under provincial regulation. Current regulations put planning control in the hands of the Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario once a municipality opts in to allow stores. Newmarket Mayor John Taylor said council maintains the position to disallow stores until that changes. He said planning control is needed so that the town could, for example, prevent there from being too many stores on Main Street. That is not an option for us now, and I think it is our continued position we will have to wait for that legislative change, Taylor said. Newmarket is one of several communities in the region that disallows retail cannabis stores, including Richmond Hill, Vaughan and Markham. Other communities, notably neighboring Aurora, have opted in. But Ford and industry representatives are trying to get more municipalities to allow retail cannabis, after successfully helping to get Mississauga to change its mind in April. Ford said the decision came about for three primary reasons, including one directly relating to Newmarket's continued refusal. The provincial government has no intention of providing Mississauga, or any municipality, greater control over the location of cannabis stores, Ford said. She added that other reasons include the maturation of the market to avoid over-cluttering and that the existence of legal retail cannabis can reduce the profitability of the illegal market. She noted Newmarket had its own issue with the illegal market with the opening of Newmarket Smokes Loud a few weeks ago, although police shut it down. Ford said cannabis has been legal for years, and the community should have the ability to access stores while avoiding a drive of 30 to 40 minutes. She added that the AGCO has rigorous standards for store owners. She also said underage use should not be a concern given youth are not allowed into stores, which is not the case at alcohol stores. As for cluttering, it is no different than four gas stations at every intersection or two coffee shops in the same plaza, Ford said. The market will correct itself. In response to the point on driving distance, Taylor said the drive is more like 5 minutes to find a municipality with a legal store, in addition to delivery options. No other council members spoke on the matter or brought forward any motions regarding the deputation later on. Ford said Canadians have the right to open small businesses and create sustainable employment. Why not allow your community to benefit from this? She said, allow them to decide to shop at a store or not. Just allow legal options.